End of one, Warsaw trails here at Huntington, 25-14. Quarter number two begins with the late Tigers in possession. Chastain left wing. Throws it wide of a cutting Winchester, and it's knocked out of bounds. It's going to belong to Huntington North. Brooke got held up as she tried to turn the corner and come down the side of the lane. Chastain threw it anyway. Brooke reached out to try to grab it, could not. And Huntington North now facing 1-2-2 full court pressure, and that's stolen. Bricker the steal, Zartman the layup. Brooke has 5 points. Warsaw within nine, 25-16. Now in the backcourt, Trout. Long pass up the sideline. Good catch by Minton. Minton is trapped. Got out of it to Trout near the center circle. Warsaw showing trap. Trout down to the left elbow. Throws it across to an open Wilson. Wilson down to the corner for Fields. Back out top, McDonald. Now to Wilson. Wilson throws the free throw line for Fields. She's surrounded. Left side, Trout. To the baseline for Minton. Minton dribbles the corner. She's trapped there, in trouble, and bounces it up the sideline to Wilson. Wilson cross-court pass to McDonald. McDonald down to the corner right side to Trout. Into the lane, Milton. Underneath the basket, shot up and good by Gracie Fields. She's got eight. Warsaw trails 27-16. Zartman lost the ball on the baseline, out of bounds. It was last touch by Huntington, so Warsaw maintains possession. They're having trouble with the stat computer. It's not reading right. It only shows Huntington North with 17 points to the quarter. They had 25. So I'm not going to read you numbers that are wrong. Zartman off a screen in the corner for three. No good. Neely the rebound. Muscles it back up. No good. Wide right. Fields the rebound for Huntington North. In transition, they have no numbers. Up the far sideline goes McDonald. Now to Fields, kicks it out, and to the right side for Trout. Up the baseline, in the lane, Fields, backdoor pass, McDonald shot block, got it back, put it back up and in. McDonald with five, and it's 29-16. Again, Huntington North back up by 13. 6:08 left to play here in the first half. And right now, Warsaw, much like the JV, getting beat to a lot of the loose balls. Chastain, left wing. Neely wants it the post. They can't get it to her. Winchester out of the right for Bricker. Bricker drives in, lobs back door. There's Brooke on the backside for two. Beautiful back screen. Good pass. Winchester the finish for her first 2 points at Warsaw Trails 29-18. Trout across the line. Picks up her dribble. Now to Wilson in the corner. High arching three. No good by Fields. Rebound to Trout, though. And they get another chance. McDonald in the left corner. Picks up her dribble. Throws it out for Fields. Fields to the center circle for Trout. At the foul line, McDonald, left side for Fields. Pressured there by Chastain. Up the sideline, pass picked off. Stolen by Neely. Neely will race back 2-on-2. Crosses over. Fakes the pass, lost the ball. Trout took it away on the pass. Drives down in on Winchester. Puts it up. Missed it. Rebound, Trout back up and in. And another timeout's going to be called. This one by Huntington North. Huntington North wants timeout with 5:02 left to play in the half. And Warsaw trailing 31-18 at Huntington North. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman with you here at the Huntington Arena. Steve Scott back at the station as always. Warsaw not in trouble fully yet, but they've got a problem. 5 minutes left to go in the half. And they're trailing Huntington North 31-18. Clear out the left. Help came from Huntington North. Kelsey Wren back in the game for Warsaw. Backdoor cut to Bricker. Pass was low. Bricker backs up. Missed it. And the rebound's grabbed by Minton for Huntington North. Warsaw's missed some chances. Huntington North has not missed very many. Up the left baseline, Bailey lost the ball out of bounds. She ran into Neely. Not enough contact for a foul. Warsaw's got it back after they get a stop. But the big story was the three-pointers. Huntington North with seven in the first quarter. Three-pointers. And a 25-point first 8 minutes for the Vikings. Lay Tigers with the ball at midcourt after Huntington North knocked a pass out of bounds. Zartman out on the left. Neely between the circles. Pressured. Drives in. Pass deflected. Out to Bricker left wing. Josh drives into traffic. Pass deflected. Tip out of bounds. Last touch by the Vikings. Warsaw maintains possession. And the Pack line defense is really starting to clamp down here on the Lady Tigers. They can't pass to the wings. They're having trouble cutting. They can't drive to the basket. They're going to run into a spot where they're going to have to just make some shots from outside. And right now, the outside shots aren't falling. Layla Knapp, left wing. Villama also back in the game. Wren on the left side. Kelsey across the top to Villama. Back to the far side for Knapp. Knapp threw it away. Bad pass across the top. Minton the steal, stumbles down the lane, finds a cutting Trout, and a whistle and a foul called on Warsaw. Neely with the foul. Her first against Warsaw in the second quarter. Out of bounds to the Lady Vikings. Halfway through the second, Huntington North with a 31-18 lead. And on the inbounds, they get it in. Bailey on the baseline left. She'll dribble out to the corner, then the wing. Across to Trout. Trout in the lane. Stops, fakes, shoots a 12-footer, and rolls it. Good. She's in double figures with 10. Her average 14. Zartman racing the other way. All the way in. Man, a whistle and a foul call. The official underneath the basket had the best look at it. He said nothing. But the foul is called on Hayden Bailey. That's her first. Free throws coming up here for Zartman, who's 10 out of 12 at the stripe this season. Berker with 7 is the leading scorer. Zartman with 2 free throws can equal that. And the first one is good. Bricker in, Neely out at 3:35 of the second. Bailey comes out. And Wilson's back in. Zartman makes both free throws. She's got 7, and Warsaw trails 33-20. In the backcourt field, trapped in the backcourt, lobs the middle, caught by Trout. Trout up the far sideline for Wilson. Back to the top for Fields. Out of the far side, Wilson. Dribbles the free throw line, kicks it out. New kid in there. That is Abby Grube, a senior for Huntington North. She's got the ball at the top, pressured by Bricker, and finally got rid of it to Wilson. Almost a 5-second call there. Trout, left side, down to the block, faces up, and through a late pass out top for Wilson. Kick across to Grube, out to the wing for Fields. Back in the corner to Grube. Under 3 minutes left to play, second quarter. Huntington North leads by 13. Backdoor cut, Wilson to the lane, underneath Minton, throws up a wild shot, and it was wild because she was fouled. Again, their patience on offense after they built the lead has been quite noticeable. Knapp with her second foul. Chastain to the scores table to check in. First, Minton will shoot. Good free throw shooter, 13 out of 16 so far this season. And the free throw is in the air, and it rolls in. It's her first point of the game. The rosters from Huntington North do not include heights, just years at school. 14-point lead for the Lady Vikings. Minton shoots again and missed that one, and Winchester's got the rebound for Warsaw. Bricker across the line in a hurry, stops but keeps dribbling, back to a trailing Winchester, right side Zartman, then they're past the post, is tipped and taken away, knocked away by Field, stolen by Trout. They've got the ball up by 14 with 2.5 minutes left. Across the line, Trout gets across the line and hands off on the weave for Wilson. Riley throws it to Fields. Fields back at the top for Grube. Grube to the far side to Trout. Trout off a screen to the free throw line. Cross-court pass. Wilson for 3. Way short. Air ball. And Winchester will save it in. Outlets to Bricker. Up the near sideline to Zartman. Zartman lost the handle on it. Kicks it back out. Winchester open for 3. It's good. Brooke has made that kind of her signature shot. And she's got her first three-pointer of the night. Warsaw with it in 11. 2 minutes left to go, second quarter. Trout picked up her dribble deep in the backcourt. Lobs up ahead to Fields. Fields at midcourt got run off the court by Zartman. And Brooks got her first foul. It'll be out of bounds to Huntington North at midcourt. That is the third team foul against Warsaw here in the second quarter. And it'll be out of bounds to Fields. At the old hash mark, the far end of the court on the far sideline as we look at it here from our perch in the northwest corner. Grube, far end, near sideline. Down to the baseline against Winchester. Bounces in the lane to Fields. Fields will shoot one almost flat-footed and put it up and in. Not only did she catch the pass in the middle of three Lady Tigers, but they really didn't defend her that hard. Bricker kicks it out to Winchester. Near sideline, Zartman. Zartman with the pass then pulls up from 8 feet and rattles it home. Zartman with 9, 36-25, Huntington North. 1:20 left to play. Up the sidelines, near side, Trout, across court past Fields. Now McDonald, right corner. McDonald looks for cutters, bounces out to Trout. Trout surveys the scene, doesn't have much, throws it out to Fields. Fields against Chastain with an even minute to play here in our opening half. It's been all Vikings from the beginning. Fields off a screen, kicks it out. Grube's going to try a three. That's no good. Winchester with perfect position grabs the rebound. Bricker up to Villema on the left wing. Back to Jocelyn. Bricker surveys, one number 10 against the other. She's guarded by Fields. Kicks it near corner, Chastain. Out to Zartman. Three-pointer in the air. A little long. Rebound to Fields for Huntington North. Trout in transition. Whips it down to Minton. Turns against Zartman and kicks it out. They've got a chance to push up what is an 11-point lead a little farther, and they get the possession to start the third. Fields. Warsaw only with three team fouls, they could be aggressive. But right now, none of them look like they are very energetic. 10 seconds. Grube out at the top. 8 seconds. Picks up her dribble with 6. Trout far side against Chastain. Dribbles down. Dribbles back out. Grube's going to shoot it. It's blocked by Bricker out of bounds. And I mean swatted out of bounds into the cheerleaders as the buzzer flies. Huntington North, 36. Warsaw, 25 here at halftime. When we come back, first half scoring on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at the Huntington Arena. Not a good half for the Lady Tigers. A great first half for the home team. 36-25, Lady Vikings lead the Lady Tigers. First half scoring for Huntington North, who averages 49 points a game. They're 13 shy of that at the midpoint. Elle McDonald, a 3 and a 2 for 5. Grace Michael, 2. Faith Minton, 1. Hayden Bailey, a couple threes and a 2. She's got 8. And then Gracie Fields has 10. And Marissa Trout has 10 points, including 2 three-point baskets. For Warsaw, Brooke Winchester, a 2 and a 3 for 5. Layla Knepp, 2. Braylee Chastain with 2. Jocelyn Bricker's got 7 all in the first quarter. And Brooke Zartman's got 9, of which 6 came in the second period. Huntington North went out to a 25-14 lead at the end of one. Each team scored 11 points in the second quarter to put us at 36-25 Vikings at halftime. We were never tied. We've had no lead changes. Warsaw won the JV game 38-32. They're now 10-3 on the JV season. Again, at halftime of the varsity game, though, Huntington North leads 36-25 over Warsaw. We're going to attempt to give you stats. They're having trouble with the stat computer. We're going to try to give you some stats coming up after this break on News Now Warsaw. Halftime in Huntington, Lady Vikings 36, Lady Tigers 25. Time for the first half stats. They're brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Warsaw, 9 of 19 from the field in the first half, 47%. 2 of 8 from three-point range, 5 of 5 at the free throw line. Huntington North, 14 of 26 from the field in the first half. That is over 50%. 7 of 14 from three-point range. Remember, they'd hit 53 in 11 games. Do the math on that. That's less than 5, and they had 7 in the first quarter. They were 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Huntington North, 13-7. Turnovers, also a big story. Huntington North won only 4 turnovers in the first half. Remember, they had 17 turnovers a game through 11 games. Warsaw is the one having trouble with the ball. Warsaw has got 8 turnovers in the first half of play. Individually, Brooke Zartman, 3 of 7 for the field, 1 of 4 at the arc, 2 of 2 at the line. She's got 9 points. Jocelyn Bricker, 3 of 5 from the field, 1 of 1 at the line, 7 points. Brooke Winchester, just 3 shots taken. She made 2 of them, 1 of them a 3-point basket to go along with 4 rebounds. She has 5 points in the first half. For Huntington North, Hayden Bailey, 3 of 5 from the field, 2 of 4 from the arc. She has 7 points. You have Marissa Trout, who had a great first half. She was 4 of 7 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3-point range for her 10 points. And it's just Huntington North came out. They hit shots that they don't normally even take, let alone make. They normally shoot 31% from outside the arc. They shot 50% in the first half, and that's a big part of why they're in the lead, 36-25. Those are the first half stats brought to you by Altifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at altiferbergen.com. We come back for the third quarter after these words on News Now Warsaw.